My name is Emma Hyman. I am speaking with Joanne Hyman, my mother. I am 18 years old. Today is May 13th, and we are recording this interview in Longmont, Colorado.
Hi.
So, where have you lived in your life and when?
I was born in Brooklyn, New York in 1965. When I was about two and a half, my parents moved us to Northern California, where my father's family owned a winery. The job didn't work out so well, so when I was about three and a half, we moved back east and settled in Closter, New Jersey, which is Closter, not close to New Jersey. I lived in Closter from the time I was about three and a half until I was 25. At that time, I packed all my stuff and a friend was moving to Colorado. I had never been there before, and so I moved with her in September of 1991. I then lived in Colorado. I've been here ever since, and I've lived in Boulder, I've lived in Denver, and now I live in Longmont.
You lived in Lafayette too.
And I lived in Lafayette. I forgot about Lafayette, Colorado.
So back to the Closter, because you spent most of your childhood there. So demographically, what was it like when you were there?
It was pretty much a lily white town, mixed up of mostly middle class blue collar workers, with a smattering of upper class and white collar workers. There was a very small black population, most of whom were descended from freed slaves. There's a great little book that tells you all about the area. Closter was originally settled by the Dutch back in the 1700s. You see a lot of Dutch names and Revolutionary War names on our streets. Now it's mostly upper middle class and upper class. Taxes in the town are outrageously high, and most of the people that lived there when I was a kid can no longer afford to live there.
So what was it like politically when you were a kid?
Politically, I think most of the mayors and the city council members were usually Republican. The town itself is, I would say, it's now more of a democratic city or a town, I should say, because it's just a, actually, it's called the borough, and there's only 7,600 people that live there. So I would tend that to think that most of them voted with their pocketbooks at the time, which would make sense, although they've now probably voted themselves out of the town. So, oh well.
So, what sort of educational experience do you have?
I went to kindergarten through high school in the Closter Public School System and the Northern Valley Regional High School District System. I graduated from Northern Valley Demarest in 1984. I spent a year at Marietta College in Marietta, Ohio, and did not do so well. So I came back to New Jersey and got a full-time job at night. While I went to school at the community college, and then I obtained a certificate of paralegal studies and went on to a pretty long, successful career as a litigation paralegal.
so going off of that, what kind of employment experience do you have throughout your life?
When I was in fifth grade or sixth grade, I had my first paper route for the Bergen Record. At 14 and a half, I got my first real job at Burger King in town and probably made, I think, like $1.43 an hour. During those years, I worked at Burger King, Midtown Pharmacy, CVS, the Cloister Bakery.
Kmart.
I worked at Kmart. I was the Attention Blue Light Shoppers lady. And then while I was going to school full time at the community college, I got a job as an assistant to the executive director of the North Jersey Builders Association, where I stayed employed throughout receiving my paralegal certificate. And then I went on to get a job at a small firm called Joseph and Feldman in Fort Lee. After about a year there, I moved my job into Manhattan, and I worked for several years for a firm called Winnick and Rich, where I made lifelong friends. And then in 91, when I came out here, I just found I worked for four or five law firms over the last 20 some odd years here in Colorado. And I currently take care of the kids in the house, and I sit on the boards of two nonprofits. One is Peak to Peak Charter School, and the other is Brave Hoods, which is an amazing, amazing one-for-one nonprofit.
Over the course of your lifetime, what major historical events do you remember that have had extremely lasting impressions on you as a person?
Well, especially in today's political climate, I very vividly remember the year leading up to Nixon's resignation. I remember one of the moon, the Apollo launches, but I don't just remember sitting in front of the TV. After Nixon, you know, breaking news was truly breaking news, because you'd be watching TV and they'd come on, "We hate to interrupt this broadcast," but those were very few and far between as compared to today, which almost everything's breaking news now. I watched the Challenger shuttle explode live on TV. One of my one thing I remember the most, though, was when the hostages were taken in Iran, and everybody had yellow ribbons on their trees and waiting for them to come home. Well, when they did come home, there was an impromptu parade. It wasn't really a parade, but they were taken to West Point. I was a freshman in high school. It was January, I believe, of that year, so maybe 1981. My dad.
The crisis was 1979.
Yes, but they were freed.
Oh, okay,
That's okay. So I was a freshman in high school when they came home, and my dad took us all up to West Point, where there was an impromptu lining of the streets, people cheering and bringing them home. And it was a very emotional day. I also remember going to the ticker tape parade they had in Lower Manhattan for the hostages. And why I remember that is actually kind of funny, because I lost my dad and my siblings during, there were so many people there and the throng of people, I got lost. And so for about an hour, I'm wandering through these crazy crowds of people. As a freshman in high school, I had been in and out of the city all my life, but I'd never been left alone there, and couldn't find your grandfather. So I was getting ready to figure out a way to get up to the only place I knew how to get to in Manhattan, which was my uncle's business up at 57th Street. And all of a sudden, a hand came out of nowhere, grabbed me by the back of my jacket, and pulled me into his store. And there is your grandfather and my siblings standing there. Mostly, though, you know, I was living here when Columbine happened. That was terrible. My boss at the time lived in Littleton. His daughter didn't go to that school, but it had an effect on us all. 9/11, I still get weepy about to this day. The area I grew up in lost quite a number of people on that day. Your grandfather worked for the FDNY for some time during his long life, and he and your grandmother had way too many funerals to go to after 9/11. And then the school shooting, I think, that made the most impact on my life was the Amish school shooting.
When was that? What year was that?
I forget the year it was, but it was like, you were young. You
I
were,
feel like it was like 2006.
I do not remember, but you were very young, and, you know, the Amish, they shun modern-day technology, and my heart broke for those parents that had to go and sit next to their children in hospitals, being kept alive by machines that they shunned, and it was very, I still think about it to this day, because, you know, but we have a mass shooting a week now, so, you know, these things tend to get lost in the 24-hour news cycle, but those are the things I think that stand out the most for me and have viewed and shaped how I look at the world.
Thank you so much for allowing me to interview you.
You are so very welcome.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.